And good morning, just gone 6 o'clock. And as we usually say, be blessed. Good morning. On behalf of each and every one of us at Radio Pulpit and Radio K Pulpit, be blessed and good morning. In Afrikaans, we have a saying, ek wil in jou sop inval. Ek wil met die deur in jou huis inval. What does it mean? I want to fall into your soup. I want to fall into your life through your front door. Ek wil sommer met die deur in die huis inval. Ek wil in jou sop inval. Very boldly, it means I'm going to ask you a very straight question. Very practical. A practical question, especially at the beginning of the year. Have you given your all to God? Have you given your all to God? 7 words in this question. Have you given your all to God? Now I know, perhaps I'm talking to the converted. This is Radio Pulpit. I mean, this is Radio K Pulpit. I mean, this station has the most holiest of listeners in all of South Africa listening to it. And you telling me to answer this question? Have you given your all to God? Yeah. The Lord is asking me and you, by His Holy Spirit and His Word, a very simple question. Have you given your all to God? How can I give my all to God? How do I give my best to God? We live in a time where second best in every sphere of life, and even third and fourth best, is sort of acceptable. We live in a time where human rights are such an important topic and principle. We live in a time where someone may say, how dare you ask me if I have given my all to God? We live in a time when, as yesterday, President Ramaphosa received the Zondo Commission's first report. And a lot of people are up in arms. Other people says, yes, yes, yes. We live in a time when someone can break into Parliament and burn the place to ashes, costing millions or myriads of rands to fix, and then say, I am not guilty. We live in a time where human rights. Now, how on earth can you come on national radio and ask me, have I given my all to God? Who do you think you are? Praise the Lord. The Bible is asking this to me and to you. Giving your all to God. Answering the question, how can I give my all to God? How can I give my best to God? Not my second best. My discipline, my order. Although this is an excellent question, it's also such large topic that libraries, well, could be filled with the books that have already been written on this subject throughout the ages. And I'm sure you will understand that I cannot touch on even the hem of the garment, so to speak, on this topic. And therefore I want to get straight into the Bible. And I want to be bold. I want to allow the Holy Spirit to be bold with me and with you through his holy Bible. And several biblical passages immediately come to mind when I ask the bold question, have I given my all to God? Romans 12, verse 1 to 2, talking about a living sacrifice. Romans 12, verse 1 to 2, therefore, I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your true and proper worship. Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, and then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will. Romans 12, verse 1 to 2, a living sacrifice. And what is a sacrifice? A sacrifice is giving it all. A sacrifice he's talking about is like slaughtering a lamb on the altar, giving it all, holding nothing back. For Christ Jesus has given his all. Have I given my all to God by Jesus' grace? Therefore I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy. And what does holy mean? Set apart, pleasing to God. This is your true and proper worship. Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good and pleasing and perfect will. Paul writes to the people in Corinth in 2 Corinthians 5, verse 14 and 15, and says, for Christ's love compels us. Christ's love compels us because we are convinced that one died for all, and therefore all died. And he died for all that those who live should no longer live for themselves, but for him who died for them and was raised again. What a word. 2 Corinthians 5, verse 14 and 15. Answering the question in a biblical way, have you given your all to him who have given his all for you? He died for all, says verse 15 of 2 Corinthians 5, that those who live should no longer live for themselves, but for him who died for them and was raised again. They have much that can help you understand the level of surrendering the Lord expects of us. There's a level of surrendering that the Lord expects of us. And at Radio Pulpit and Radio Cape Pulpit, we don't want to beat around the bush with wishy-washy little encouragement somewhere and some little wise words from wonderful people. We want to get back into the root where God tells us in Romans 12, verse 1, it is your reasonable service, your reasonable service. What does the Bible say about giving your all? 2 Corinthians 9, verse 6 to 8. Remember this, whoever sows sparingly will also reap sparingly. Whoever sows generously will also reap generously. Each of you should give what you have decided in your heart to give, not reluctantly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver. And God is also able to bless you abundantly, so that in all things you, at all times, having all that you need, you will abound in every good work. Each of us should give what we have decided in our hearts to give, not reluctantly, or under compulsion, God loves a cheerful giver. And God is able to bless you abundantly so that in all things, at all times, having all that you need, you will abound in every good work. And I know at this portion of the message this morning, perhaps, you would think, give me something to think about. You're only reading the Bible. Yes! We need to only read the Bible. We need to stop all our little storykies and all our little motivational stuffies. We need to stop, because where are we going with all these little plasters we are plucking on all the sear places we have? Huh? Even pastors, dominies, religious leaders take the word out of context. I've been to church services where the leader in that church up and down that church's foyer, or what do you call it, on the stage, come on, give, reap sparingly, but give generously. Huh? It's not in the first place about your money. It's about giving your all to God. Giving your all to God. Not your watch, not your ring, not your car, not your family, not your people, not your work, not your this and that. It's giving your all to God, because Christ has given His all to you. And now so many times, us preachers run around and say, come on, let's bless the church. Who sows sparingly will reap sparingly. And we get into a sort of a, may I say it, prosperity theology. That if you give 10 rand, the Lord will give you 100 rand back or something. This is all about giving yourself with a cheerful heart. Romans 6:13, do not offer any part of yourself to sin as an instrument of wickedness, but rather offer yourselves to God as those who have been brought from death to life, and offer every part of yourself to Him as an instrument of righteousness. Neither yield your members as instruments of unrighteousness unto sin, but yield yourself unto God as those that are alive from the dead, and your members as instruments to righteousness unto God. If you go and read Romans 6 verse 13 and study it under the guidance of God's Holy Spirit, you will discover three steps in Romans 6 verse 13 to answer the question, am I giving my all to God? Firstly, Romans 6 verse 13, you will discover, refuse to give yourself to sin. Refuse to give yourself to sin. Secondly, you must first refuse to give yourself to your own desires and lusts. And thirdly, yield your members as instruments of righteousness unto God. Yield your members, your hands, your feet, your brain, your eyes, your ears, your mouth. Yield your members of your body as instruments of righteousness unto God. You know, I have such a worry in my heart that so many people do not understand the word of the Lord God Almighty when we say this. Because the preachers across all denominations are more interested in keeping, how do they say, bums on the pews than giving the word of God straight as it is. And that's why we are having so much moeilikheid and trouble. And that's why so many of our listeners do not comprehend the depth of giving your all to God who gave his all to you. Romans chapter 6 verse 13 gives us three steps. Go and study it. For giving your all to the Lord. Firstly, refuse to give yourself to sin. Refuse to give yourself to sin. That's the start. It's got nothing to do how many rand you put in the offer basket at church. And I say it again. 2 Corinthians 9, 6-8, whoever sows sparingly will reap sparingly. Whoever sows generously will reap generously. Each of you should give what you have decided in your heart to give, not reluctantly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver. And that giving starts with your members, your hands, your feet, your tongue, your ears, your mouth, your brain, your heart, your being. Giving your all to God. And then God is able to bless you abundantly. And then, in all things, at all times, you will have all that you need, says verse 8 of 2 Corinthians 9. It's not about how much money you put into the basket at church, so to speak, to bless the pastor. Back to Romans 6 verse 13, Paul tells these Italian Christians, study my word, this is the word of the Lord, and discover three steps of giving your all to the Lord. Firstly, refuse to give yourself to sin. The verse says that we are not to yield our members, our hands, feet, ears, mouth, eyes, whatever, as instruments of unrighteousness unto sin. Your members are things like your eyes, your ears, your mouth, your mind, your hands, your feet. In other words, take each part of your body and determine that it is not going to give into sin. Your hands, your ears, your mouth, your feet is not going to give into sin. Your hands handling your dearest cell phone, your dearest old little WhatsApp groupies. You are more attached to your WhatsApp groups than to the Bible. You are more attached to all the little emos and all the little angels and all the little flower bouquets you send to someone when you awake in the morning to say good morning or good night at night. Refuse to let your eyes look on which is displeasing to the Lord. Get back to basics. Get back into the word of the Lord God Almighty. To let your ears listen to anything they should not. Do not allow your feet to take you where you should not go. I know this is a very negative step, but it is the first step in giving yourself to God. And that step is this. Refuse to give yourself to sin. You've got the choice. Refuse. Secondly, you must first refuse to give yourself to your own desires and lusts. You must first refuse to give yourself to your own desires and lusts. Each person on earth, even the Pope in Rome, has lusts. Even the queen, the dear old queen in her 90s, must have desires. Even old President Biden in the White House must have desires and lusts. There is no person on this earth who does not have desires and lusts. And as a child of God, we, in Christ's grace, must first refuse to give ourselves to our own desires and lusts that we know about in our mind. Yield your whole self unto God. And to yield means to give into, to submit, to surrender. Romans 12:1 speaks of presenting our bodies as a living sacrifice unto God. And I believe this means that we should come to God in prayer and tell Him that we want to give ourselves unto Him. Lord, here I am in prayer. I want to give my all, boots and all. I want to give my all to God in prayer. Choose to give Him your life. Surrender to Him, telling Him that you have decided to do so willingly. Decide that you want to have your entire will under His control. Tell Him that you want Him to have you entirely. If there is any area of your life that you have not surrendered to Him, tell Him that it is also His to do with as He pleases. And if you cannot tell Him that, then you are not yet ready for giving your all to God. And the third one from Romans chapter 6, verse 13. Yield your members as instruments of righteousness unto God. Oh, what a positive step. Yield your mouth, your tongue, as an instrument of righteousness unto God by the grace of Jesus and the power of the Holy Spirit, and your life will never be the same again. Yield your members, your hands, your fingers, your eyes, your ears, your mind, your heart, your feet, your body. Yield your member as instruments of righteousness unto God. Go back to each of the members, your hands, your ears, your eyes, your feet, so on, and yield them in prayer to the service of God. You can practice this by praying, Lord, where do you want my feet to go today? Lord, what do you want to do with my mouth today? Lord, I'm thinking about what you want me to think. Lord, am I watching and listening to those things that are pleasing you, Lord God Almighty? Lord, am I doing with my hands what you want me to do? You see, if we pray like this, by the grace of Jesus, God will begin to lead us in His ways, not in my ways. And as I grow in the Lord God Almighty by His Holy Spirit's power and are ready for more, God will reveal more and more of His will to you. And I know that I could tell you many of the things you should be doing, like praying and reading the Bible, going to church and belonging to a cell group, whatever. I'm not discounting this at all. However, I believe it starts with a choice. You can go to church. You can pray. You can read the Bible. You can testify. You can do all the beautiful things. But if you haven't given yours, yielded to God, given your all to God, you fail. Dive into the sea of Jesus' grace. And if you are experiencing failure in your relationship with God through Jesus, get back up. Start all over again. Be obedient to the Lord and His Word, and He will certainly bless your life in ways far, far, far beyond your understanding. May the Lord God Almighty bless you and me, giving our all to God through Jesus' grace. Amen.